Well, the theme of today's service is conflict and peace, in a sense. It's all around the idea of judgment. And you might be surprised to hear that every morning when I get up, I always see some conflict and peace happening in my garden. And the reason why is because my husband is incredibly good at keeping the bird feeders full up with seed. And the birds are there every morning, really enjoying this feast of seed. Here's the sun. This is what the seed looks like, and it's a real mix of different kinds of seed. And yet the birds are incredible at picking out the bit they want. Depending on what kind of bird you are, you'll pick out the kind of seed that you prefer to eat. For us, that is a very difficult mix to separate, but the birds are very good at it. And while I talk a little bit more, I'm going to ask the girls down here if they'd like to have a go at seeing if you can separate out some different kinds of seed. Go on, I'll come down. We'll see how they get on. Well, the birds, because they want their own bit of seed, sort of attack the problem in their own way. I've noticed that the blue tits are very patient, and they'll sit and wait while their mate, their friend, gets off the feeder so they can move in and have their bit of seed. Whereas the sparrows won't wait at all. They barge in and they push each other off the feeder so that they can get what they want. But down below, all these little bits that they don't want or that they nudge out of the feeder are spreading all over the grass and the garden. In fact, some of them even grow. We've got things like this growing in the garden from those seeds. But the ones that like those are very much the blackbirds. And the blackbirds are very antagonistic towards each other. They seem to think they should have the whole garden for themselves. And they chase each other around the garden. And sometimes you'll see them going up in the air, the wings flapping. But the birds that everybody is afraid of are the magpies. And I don't know if it's about their size or their noise. They're very noisy birds, but as soon as they come, everybody makes room for them. And it occurred to me that we're a bit like the birds. There are people that will wait patiently for their turn, but there are people that find it very difficult to share. And there are even people who take advantage of their size or their ability to make sounds and noise to scare the others away. And it's something we have to teach children, isn't it? To share, to take turns, and to think of others. It also occurred to me that even on a national scale, people don't always work that well. Even nations can be antagonistic towards each other. Some are good in being patient with others and taking their views into account. But some end up in conflict. And I noticed in the paper the other day that Hillary Clinton has just set off on a peacemaking tour. She's essentially going to talk to all the countries that are involved in conflict. And the journalist commented on this, saying that, well, some of the countries will listen to her, some won't, and some might even laugh at her. Now, I think as Christians, we should be the good ones, shouldn't we? We should be the ones that are patient, take turns, think of others. We should be the peacemakers. But the world is a mix of good and not so good. As Christians, we should be representing the good. And girls, how well have you done so far? Come and have a quick look. Everybody can hear me. Is it easy or is it difficult? What do you think? Quite difficult it is, isn't it? If you want to take them with you and carry on, there may be other things to do, but if you want to take them with you, do.